Hi, everyone, and welcome to Autism Hope Library. I'm very excited about our next guest. He is a father of a kiddo with autism. He has created an amazing empire helping other families just like us. And today he's here to talk about his journey. Welcome, Marty. I'm going to try to do your last name the best way I can before we get started. Let's see if I get it. So his name is Marty Orifiche.
You're close. That's good.
I was so close. It's such a beautiful last name. So I wasn't going to try to butcher it. I was just going to be real and say, I'm going to give it my best.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. And it did sound good.
All right. Well, it's so wonderful to have you, Marty. And, you know, for those that are watching and listening, you know, Marty and his amazing company, Aspire Nutrition, is one of Autism Hope Alliance's partners. And again, they're helping thousands and thousands of families around the world. So we are going to start first, Marty, by, you know, talking about your journey. And can you share how this all began and how your journey, you know, came about with your child?
Yeah, absolutely. My journey started right before my son turned three with an autism diagnosis. And right after he was diagnosed, it just, you know, as many of you probably know, like I felt like my world was just flipped on its head. Didn't know heads or tails. I didn't know what to do, who to trust, you know, really anything. And during that time, life was extremely difficult. As you can imagine, just things like going up and down the stairs, getting a seatbelt on, just changing a room could end in, you know, those nasty meltdowns with punching, screaming, kicking, and just last forever. And I don't know, it was like through all of that, that I'd see him in pain quite a bit. And I wanted, like, my goal for him was I wanted to take away that pain and sensitivity. And he was sensitive to water and sound and everything else. I remember I was walking through, like, into a Target, and the bathroom was like down the hall around the corner, and it was like far away. And one of those really powerful, like, hand dryers went off, and it just, like, it just, you know, set him off. He meltdown, and I just, you know, sat in the parking lot and just holding him, and he's weeping for 45 minutes. And it was like, you know, all that type of stuff. And I was like, I just wanted to take that pain away. And, you know, kind of selfishly, I wanted him back. I want to be able to communicate with him. I want to be able to play with him. I wanted to see him interact and, you know, play with others, and, you know, just wasn't in the cards at the time. And remember, I took him to his pediatrician at the time. And I was like excited, because I'm like, okay, you know, maybe I can get some answers. He can help me out. And he's like, you know what? You're in luck. Because he had gotten a diagnosis from a specialist when I brought him there. And he goes, you know what? You're in luck. I just spent 11 days at an autism conference. Like, I am the expert. And I was like, yes, finally, I got this guy's going to give me the answers that I'm looking for. And he just goes, look me in the eyes. Like, there's nothing you can do. He's like, and he like tried to give him a sucker. And I'm like, you have no idea what you're talking about. One, like, you don't know that fructose causes inflammation, makes things worse. Because I had been doing a ton of research before that. And he just said, you know, put him in therapy and you know, that's all you can do. And I was just, I don't know. I just so frustrated at the whole system with that.
I can't believe that an autism doc, well, somebody had gone to an autism conference and then came away with that, because as you and I both know, because I've been to many of them, I'm sure you have as well, there's one foundational thing with every autism conference is there's hope and help. So that's amazing to me. And I wish we'd say his name, but I don't want to get in trouble. So you have to tell me after the interview what name that doctor is.
Yeah, to steer clear.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, I don't know, it was just, it was tough. Like, I wanted to be able to go out in public without people thinking I was kidnapping my son, which is actually happened, by the way. It was, we live pretty close to Disney World, and we had season passes, and it was like a good day for him. So I was like, I was feeling a little bit bold. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, let's go for a few hours in the afternoon. And I took him, and there's like in the back corner of the park, there's this Dumbo ride that he loved, and it just kind of goes around in a circle. And he got done, and as you know, transitions can be challenging. And I took him off, and he just like turned around and started running back towards it. And underneath the ride is like a, it's like a water you know, there's like water inside. And I was like, I ran after him, I grabbed him, and he just like absolutely lost it. Like just like I've never seen before. And I'm just, you know, I got him on my shoulder, I'm dragging away, he's punching me and everything. And I was like, oh man, this is not good. You know, it's hot. And some of the parents started like pointing and being like, hey, is that your kid? And they like, I'm like, oh no. I'm like, they call security over, and I'm like, you know, he doesn't have a license.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way to like verify. But I would just, you know, it's like, look, he looks like me. You can see the pictures like on my phone. Like, I'm not
on your phone.
I am not kidnapping him, I swear. But yeah, I mean, the whole goal was just to get him out of that pain and sensitivity.
So now you get the diagnosis of autism, and you find the doctor that clearly isn't wanting to help, even though we definitely know there's help. So that starts you on this path of looking at alternative solutions and additional help. So where are we now? I mean, I know you've started this amazing company, and
yeah,
how did that get from point A to now where we are today?
For sure. Well, for me, it started with my health journey. Around like it was before that time, I was going through a lot of different things. I was very sick, and I was looking for non-traditional methods to get better. And you know, and things with me, I had like reoccurring mono, adrenal fatigue, tons of gut issues I didn't know, hormone imbalances, just about everything. And I was introduced to a group of people. Now it's like a common word, but called biohackers, where, you know, and it's people who use breakthroughs in science and technology and nutrition and supplements and things like that to take control of systems in their body. So I just like poured myself into learning as much as I could, and found out I had, you know, there was like gut issues, high levels of inflammation. My body was having trouble detoxing, and I started to apply and started to heal my gut and started to switch up my diet. And I was eating healthy and everything. It just was not like low inflammation. And I started to feel better and better. And my blood work came back and it was looking good. And then when my son got diagnosed, I started researching as much as I possibly can. If you didn't know by now, I'm a researcher. And when I started looking at it, it was like the same type of things were challenges or could be challenges in autism, which was like gut health, inflammation, impaired detox pathways. And so I was like, let me just try doing the same thing that I did for myself to start feeling better with my son. And I started by changing his diet to like a low inflammation diet, getting rid of things that caused issues and things like that, and started him on supplements. And I would go and I'd research and I would find different things that looked like they showed promise. And then I would just, you know, mix a ton of different, like take apart capsules and put it into his juice and things like that. And trust me, it was not easy. As you know, like change is extremely difficult for our kiddos. And just changing food, like what he was used to, was the gray diet, right? The standard American diet. He was eating a lot of mac and cheese and milk and, you know, pizza and those type of things. So when I changed it, it was, you know, you just look down at his plate, grab it and just chuck it against the wall. And I was really happy to have my dog then, because he cleaned up a lot of the messes for me, which was really helpful. But it's also like, you know, when you started looking at it, it was just very difficult, because when you look around at our world today, like it's so toxic. Like there's things coming at us from every direction, from things we put on our body, shampoos, like all of our soaps and cleansers, and, you know, not to mention what's in the food and in our water and in the air and everything. But stuck with it, made those changes. And within a month, it was approximately about a month, he just went from being echolalic to like actually being able to communicate in like a two-way communication.
So for people maybe watching or listening and might maybe don't understand what that means, it means he would repeat things. So if you said, hi, can you say hi? He might be able to repeat that, but it wasn't really in the sense of expressing meaningful conversation. So now what you're saying is he went from that to having more meaningful words and his own words coming out.
Exactly. Yeah. If I'd be like, hey, buddy, he would just repeat, hey, buddy, back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw that and I was just like, wow, this is incredible. And, you know, as time went on, he just started to progress and get seemingly better and better. And he went from really being like kicked out of his private preschool to, you know, now he's fully recovered, and it's been a pretty wild ride, but, you know, a lot in between there.
How old is he now?
He's 11.
11. So when you say fully recovered, for those that are watching and listening, that means he no longer qualifies for his diagnosis. So his diagnosis is no longer part of, quote unquote, this label that we put on our kiddos. And you attribute that to clean up his diet and his gut. And let's talk about that. You know, let's talk about, you know, this supplement, I guess, that you have created. What exactly is that? And it, obviously, you're talking about leaky gut, you know, you're talking about food sensitivities and tolerances, which was causing, as many people that are watching, if you haven't, if you're new on this journey, you're going to learn it. If you've been on this journey, then you know what we're talking about. What we put in our bodies has a direct effect on how we act, feel, and behave. And everything that you're talking about, Marty, is what so many of us are seeing, but doesn't mean that we're figuring out how to take all those culprits out. So why Aspire Nutrition? Why this product? Why did you become so passionate, not only to help your kiddo, but to help so many other families?
Before we jump into like the product stuff, I think it was along that journey, it was like when I was researching everything, and then we started on mine with the gut, I just felt like there's a significant difference in the guts of children that are on the spectrum or have neurodivergent conditions versus, like, you know, more of those developing normally. And the majority of them have either imbalances of bad and good bacteria, typically more bad than good, leaky gut. And those things can lead to systemic inflammation. And a lot of the research was showing that, you know, the higher levels of inflammation, the higher level of severity of symptoms and everything like that. And like you said, the gut is connected directly to the brain. And if our gut is compromised, our brain is compromised. And I think it's somewhere close to 90% of like our feel good chemicals are produced in the gut, 70% of our immune system. And so when I was looking at it, I was like, okay, we want to remove all the things that are causing issues. And that was removing I just looked at it was kind of like environment, food, water, air, environment, and then putting things in that'll help repair. And on the repair side, you know, probiotics were a big part of that. And I, you know, the problem is when I was like looking for products that were really strong and that, you know, did what I was looking for them to do, they didn't really exist. And they weren't in the form that I could give to my son, which, you know, he couldn't take pills or anything like that. So, and all of the like powdered type supplements were like just very basic pediatric formulas that weren't like professional strength, as I would call it. And so I would go into, you know, all the speeches. It's like speech, occupational, ABA, you know, you're just at all the therapy appointments. And I would talk to the doctors and the therapists and other parents that were in the waiting room. And there seemed to be a huge knowledge gap. Now, I think now it's people know about this more, but, you know, we started, you know, there was like a select few, but most of the people I talked to didn't. So I felt like there was a huge need to, one, get this information out there and then create products that I wish I had when I started on my journey in the form, because I knew that everybody wouldn't, you know, break up like 10 different, you know, capsules and mix it into different juices and smoothies and things like that. So I felt called to do it. And it was one of those things, I don't know if you've ever had an experience like this, where the idea and like it came through me like a lightning bolt. And I was like, oh my God, I need to do this. But then I'm like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Like, I was like, what are you talking about? So I just put it off and I put it off, and a couple of years went by, and it was like, I don't know, probably 2.5 years later, it just got too overwhelming where I was like, all right, I just need to do it. It was like bad timing, like nothing. And as soon as I decided to start Aspire, formerly All-Star, as you know, everything just lined up. Like, it was really interesting. I've never had anything work like that in my life, the way that it did with the company and the mission that we're on. And it was immediately, you know, we found incredibly talented chemists and manufacturing partners, and like all of like the team just started to fill out. And we just started out small. I said, looking at all the different areas where we could start, it was I think it's really important to focus on the gut first, and then let's work to, through education, let's get people wins and then help them, you know, learn a little bit so they can make lifestyle changes, because everybody's looking for the magic pill, the one thing that's going to like completely change everything. And it's just so multifactorial, and there's so many different things that go into it. It's like, yeah, for some people, our products can be a magic pill, but really it's about the fundamentals, which is like, let's heal the gut. Let's remove toxins in our environment, and let's give the body everything that it needs to just thrive. And I think that is the, like, our job as parents is like, how do we help our children reach their full potential? And when I say sometimes like, hey, it's, you know, he's fully recovered, you know, he doesn't have any of the things that defined his life before. One of the most social kids I've ever met. He's got a black belt in karate. He does large scale theater productions where he's on stage singing and, you know, doing all that type of stuff. He's getting straight A's in middle school and everything else. But when I say that, there's a huge caveat, because that's like not the point. Every child, every person has a unique potential that they were given. And I feel like it's not about getting rid of a diagnosis or anything else. It's just about us helping and doing everything we can to create the environment, both inside their body and outside their body, to reach their potential. Yeah. So I just feel like let's set them up for success. Let's do everything we can. But it's very hard, because the outside world doesn't think like that and doesn't operate that way. And I remember when I switched up his diet, it's like, you know, you have parents, other parents, like at parties and teachers. And like, I remember I took him to church one time and I'm like, hey, here's his snack. I always bring his own snacks and everything. And I was like, don't give him what you have, you know, and leave, come back, pick him up, gets in the car. He's like, I don't feel good. And he just vomits all over the back of the truck. They'd given him Goldfish with everybody else. Now his body, I told him not to, I bring his own thing. But, you know, people don't think that what you put in your mouth matters. They're like, whatever, these guys are, you know, weird, or they just dismiss it. And, you know, unfortunately, you have to go against the grain a lot of times.
It's interesting, because if you ever told somebody, oh, my child's allergic to peanuts, people would take that very seriously. They would be like, oh, can't have peanuts. You know, here's an EpiPen. But when you tell anybody, and I totally relate to what you're saying of like, I'll tell people my son can't have this, 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 and this. And they'll be like, oh, you know, just one time, just a special occasion. It's not a big deal. Oh gosh, here comes that gluten-free mom again. And you're just like, goodness gracious. Like, first of all, like, you have no idea what you're talking about. And all I'm saying is, here's his food. Just, he's not even going to want the other stuff. He knows better. So why are you putting that in front of him? If you want to give it to others, I'm not judging, but just, why are people judging us? So if you guys are watching or listening and you have families and friends that kind of judge you, have them watch this video, because I think it's important for everybody to understand, we just want our kids to feel good so they can do good. And that's really the bottom line, regardless of the diagnosis. And I want to talk to you a little bit about the age. So if people are watching, you know, so many people have different ages. Maybe their child's 2, maybe their child's 22. Is your website something that they can jump on and kind of know where to start? And does it matter of an age?
Yeah, this is for everybody. And the website is aspirenutrition.com. And whether you go there and use our products, I just, you know, highly suggest, like, just get on our email list. We do a lot. I initially thought that the way that I could have the biggest impact was through, you know, teaching a course and educating people. And, you know, through doing that, there was very few people that actually went and did the work along the way, because I feel like they needed to see a win first. So I kind of changed the way that I looked at it. I was like, okay, let's get people a win, and then they'll start to listen, and then we can help influence and change and, you know, improve the lives of everybody in their family. So in terms of ages, it's all over the board. You know, we have people that are, you know, mixing our products into feeding tubes and like infant level all the way up. You know, I take it every day, and so does, you know, everybody in my family. So we designed it for the whole family, but just, you can adjust the dosing based on weight. So I think that's helpful.
Well, and I think it's important, when I love what you do, Marty, is you're saying, hey, check out our products, but if you don't take our products, at least learn about and try to see if there's something else that can help you, because it's not this end all be all where you know, oh, you get this diagnosis and that's it. Like that doctor first told you, like, oh, here's a lollipop. Like that just still blows my mind. But it's amazing that here you are, dad. You basically figured out a way to help your kiddo. That's something all of us want. And I know a lot of people might be watching or listening going, well, I've tried diet. I've tried this. I've tried that. Trust me, my son is 21. We're doing better, but we're still trying all these different things. We're still learning. And what I love about, you know, dads like you and, you know, companies like yours and other companies that we're partnered with is there's always kind of a story behind it, right? We're out there just trying to make a difference in the world. And we don't know what, like you said, there's not the magic pill. We don't know what that secret or that special chocolate chip cookie recipe is. We talked about this before we started recording. No. And we wish we did. We wish if I knew that special chocolate chip cookie recipe for you guys, I promise you, I would tell you. But I know what you're doing, Marty. It's another option. It's another thing on that menu for those families to check into. Because again, what if this is a thing that can maybe help their kiddo, again, of any age, or maybe they learn something and it takes them to another level and you don't even know it, right? Like they get on your newsletter and they learn something that they never knew before. And yeah. So, you know, thank you for doing what you're doing. I'm so excited to know your story. I'm very happy for your son, because we know that when they would tell us before that there was no hope, oh, you have the diagnosis, that's it. Well, wait a second. Why is his kid doing better? Why is that kid doing better? Why is this other person doing better? That means it's possible. We just don't know. Sometimes we don't know the combination for every person. So I want to ask you before we end, you know, what advice do you have for parents on their journey right now?
For sure. You mentioned just eating a peanut, right? Like people will respect that. I think as adults, we understand that what we put in our mouths matter for certain things, right? If you eat a peanut, you're allergic, you could die. If you take a drink of alcohol, you can be mentally impaired. You know, there's things like that. The food we eat, the air we breathe, everything, it changes everything cellularly in our body. It changes our DNA expression, changes how we feel, it changes everything. And I think I want parents to take away that they're in charge of what they're giving their children, and what they put in their mouth and the environment matters more than they could ever imagine. And in our society, which is more of you just live a certain way, you get symptoms, then you treat the symptoms. It's like, no, let's look at everything from the root cause and let's give our body everything we need to really thrive. And I get a really unique view from all of our customers. And we have this channel where we'll, for everybody in the company, where everyone, you know, all the video testimonials that we get in each week and all of them. And, you know, we're in tears a couple of times a week, just seeing the stories that come in, and it's wild. So I encourage you guys to just, you know, take it seriously. And the science is real, right? Gut health is incredibly important, lowering the amount of inflammation in our, and I say this and I say like our kids' bodies, but it's like, it's so important for us more now than ever. And, but we're talking about our kids. So, you know,
well, I think you have to put the oxygen mask on first, right? So we can be there for our kids.
Yeah. And I think without the energy and without, and I've battled with a ton of different health challenges over the years, and we can't be our best for them if we're not taking care of ourselves. We have to feel good in order and have the energy in order to be present. And that's what they need. They need us to be present. They don't need us checked out. They need us knowing that, you know, we care and love them. And God, it's so hard though. You know, I've locked myself in the bathroom to catch a break, you know, but the more we can do for ourselves and for them, I think the better outcomes we'll have. So I just, there is hope. There really is.
I love that. Thank you so much, Marty. You're so inspiring. Yep. You really are. And thank you for everything you're doing for basically all of our families. And you're worldwide, right?
Yeah, we ship all over the world. Yeah, we have quite a big following internationally, and we have different doctor's offices around the world, and as well as, you know, directly to consumers. So you can go to aspirenutrition.com and check us out. And I'll just say, whether or not you use our stuff or try something else, just take it seriously and do something. Mm-hmm. You know, could definitely be worth it.
Well, thank you, Marty. And I love that advice, guys. Just do something and don't give up on hope, because hope, you can't give up on, you can't have false hope. Otherwise, there's no such thing as hope. So
exactly.
Thank you so much, Marty, again. And thank you to all that are watching. Until next time. Bye, guys.